This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's our Loud and Local Band of the Week, and this week, it's Beautiful Freaks. Listening to our Loud and Local Band of the Week, Beautiful Freaks. You want to find out how to get their music? Just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com.
Yeah, shout out to Beautiful Freaks. Been doing a West Coast tour. Started off in Bellingham and Seattle, wrapping things up in Bellingham and Seattle as well. Playing Bellingham tomorrow night over at the Shakedown. And then they're going to be playing here in Seattle at the Clockout Lounge on Sunday. And then also on the 31st, you can check them out at Tacoma at Real Art. So plenty of opportunities to see Beautiful Freaks.
And you got plenty of opportunities to check out local music Sunday nights here on The Rock. It's a show called Loud and Local. 2 hours of Pacific Northwest music, bands like Beautiful Freaks.
Let's play Beat Mix.
I will beat anyone that calls in to play the game.
He's smarter than you. He'll make you look lame.
60 seconds on the clock.
You're going down
and I'm gonna rock.
It's time to play the game.
Said it couldn't be done, but we made it!
It's Friday!
Hey! Is Danny and Lily jumping somewhere? Maybe.
I'm guessing yes.
Alright.
I feel like nothing can top last weekend with Sarah's wedding and everything,
no. But
yeah. I'm kind of excited for this weekend. I have my little brother was invited to a birthday party at the Flying Squirrel Trampoline Park in Everett.
Uh-oh.
Wow, that's almost going to be as ratchet as Sarah's wedding.
I mean, a lot of jiggling. Oh. No.
I can imagine alcohol in a trampoline park. We would have been screwed. We'd all come back with broken legs.
Yeah.
And owing them a lot of money for cleanup.
Yes. All right, Vicky, are you getting on the trampoline yourself?
Well, yeah, I got to chase them around.
Oh, wow. Okay, we'll see what happens.
I did it last year at a different trampoline park, and yeah, you end up just real sweaty and tired by the end of it.
Okay, as long as you don't end it, because I would end up injured. So as long as you come back with no broken bones, we'll be happy.
No promises. Yeah. But that being said, we do have a game to get to. We have Dan from Seattle. Dan, are you there?
I'm here.
Yay! All right, Steve, get out of here.
Goodbye.
Get out of here.
For those playing at home, Dan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you do only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What 2002 video game movie spawned sequels with the subtitles Apocalypse, Extinction, and Afterlife?
Pass.
Who was the first coach of the Green Bay Packers?
Belichick.
No.
Pass.
Which coffee word means pressed out in Italian?
Pour over?
Nope.
Pass.
The first episode of American Idol aired in what early 2000s year?
2001.
No.
2002.
Yes. Woo. What is the traditional meat on a Reuben sandwich?
Corned beef.
Correct. How much money do you start a standard game of Monopoly?
$200.
No.
$250.
Nope.
$300.
No. Oh. What does a camel store in its hump?
Water.
Nope.
Food.
No. That is too correct.
Yeah, this is,
too correct.
Yeah.
That's all I'm gonna
say.
Well,
Dan, at least you're a good guy. That's the one good thing about it.
Some of these were tricky.
Thank you.
There were a few where you could have maybe,
Yeah, oh, could have Jennings it?
I guess. I'm not saying it.
Oh, why? Steve knows it's a real thing. He's just a baby about it.
Well, we'll see if Steve gets them. Are you ready?
Yes!
What 2002 video game movie spawned sequels with the subtitles Apocalypse, Extinction, and Afterlife?
Underworld.
No.
Doom.
No.
Mortal Kombat.
No.
Oh, G.I. Joe?
No. Who was the first coach of the Green Bay Packers?
Vince Lombardi.
No.
Oh, the first coach of the Green Bay Packers. Mr. Lombardi.
No.
I'll come back.
Which coffee word means pressed out in Italian?
Pass.
The first episode of American Idol aired in what early 2000s year?
2001.
No.
Two.
Yes. What is the traditional meat on a Reuben sandwich?
That would be pastrami.
No.
Corned beef.
Yes. How much money do you start a standard game of Monopoly?
How much money? 500.
No.
1,000.
No.
2,000.
No. What does a camel store in its hump?
Water.
No.
Love.
No.
Love, baby. Toiletries.
No. Beginning with the letter D, what word means you're lookalike or double?
Doppelganger.
Correct. On the pH scale, what lucky number indicates neutrality?
7.
Yes.
All
one,
right.
2, 3, 4. Correct. 2-4. That is a win, buddy.
Yeah, you did it. You did it, even though you were pathetic.
You made a win
after
that performance.
Yeah. Sorry, Dan.
Happy Friday.
You
happy
too.
Friday.
All right, right back at you, buddy.
Yes.
Yeah, happy Friday, Dan. I could have done a little better, but... Boy, you got lucky in that one, buddy.
If by lucky you mean the right competitor, yes. You're right. Because I did not perform very well.
Well, you performed well enough to win.
I don't say the urge to say that's what she said.
No, I thought it, as soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like oh, here we go.
Phrasing.
Well.
Didn't need a pill to win that one, though.
No, you didn't.
It wasn't Lombardi, but it does start. The last name starts with an L for the coach of Green Bay Packers.
I don't know if I don't know how I could know this. Lambert. I hopefully.
Mm-mm.
No,
I would have accepted Coach Lambeau.
Lambeau Field.
It
okay,
was Curly
we should be
Lambeau.
Oh well, I guess that's why they call it Lambeau Field. We should know that. I never knew that.
I never once questioned why the name was Lambeau. I was just like, that's Lambeau Field.
That's a really good question, Vicky. Even though I hate it, it's a good question.
I mean, I'm not a football person, but I assumed, Lambeau. I know what Lambeau Field is. People should know, right?
Steve's right. I mean, a lot of times we feel like these fields are named after products. even though Lambeau's very old.
I just assumed it was named after somebody that had some kind of importance with the Green Bay Packers. And clearly I was right, but I never even thought it could be the coach.
Thought it was just a dude named Bo who liked lamb a lot. I mean, really, could have been that.
I thought it was Rambo's little brother who wasn't as good in the
Lambeau.
And that's why I would have accepted Coach Lambeau.
Yeah.
And not just Curly.
Oh,
Lambeau.
What a nice person. Yeah, I would have never got his first name.
Nope. Does anybody know what the 2002 video game movie that spawned sequels with the subtitles Apocalypse, Extinction, and Afterlife is?
Is it Resident Evil?
Resident Evil.
Oh. Yeah.
The hint was the video game movie.
Yeah, there you go.
I was trying to think of video games that were movies, but I couldn't think of the actual one.
Yeah, Mila Jovovich.
Yep.
The Fifth Element girl. She was the one that was the star of those movies.
Does anybody know which coffee word means pressed out in Italian?
Oh, is it espresso?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that, I mean, you just throw the words right in there, press.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. How about that?
Yeah. I didn't realize it. But I just did the Jennings method, Steve, which you hate so much.
Because it's not real.
How much money do you start a standard game of Monopoly with?
I think it's 15, right?
15.
Soon they went 1,000 to 2,000. I instantly regretted that.
Like, no.
And I could hear it in all of your voices. Yeah.
Like, dang it. Does anybody know what a camel stores in its hump?
I
didn't mention
it was water.
It's not. I mentioned it on a hump day Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Like,
how
kind
come
of fun
you don't
trivia.
Listen to Vicky?
Nobody
Steve.
Does.
I
know what it is.
I take notes.
I listened. I know exactly what it is. It's fat.
Yes, you are right.
Fat.
Thank you. I win. I listened to Vicky only one time.
Are we sure it's not toiletries? Because I'm pretty sure I've seen some shampoo in there.
Yeah. And like the little airplane-sized shaving creams.
Yeah.
I mean, they use fat to make soap. So, yeah, that makes sense. That tracks.
Yeah. I think Steve and Joe are right. Toiletries is, I mean, what else would you bring in a home?
No razors.
That's why they don't have to pay for carry-on luggage when they fly Frontier.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Campbell's know what's up.
They're smart.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know who's smarter? You, because you are going to take over this show. That's what you're going to do right now. Okay. It is time for Listeners on the Loose. What's the number? It's simple. 206-803-ROCK. That's the number to call. That's the number to text. Whatever you want to talk about, we got your calls. We got your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Jersey Mike's, a sub above. 206-803-ROCK, that's the number to call, man. If you would like to get through, do some talking, that's the number to call. It's also the number to text. But do remember, if you're contacting us, Steve has a rule.
It's a simple rule, and that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-803-ROCK, that's the number to call. That's the number to text. Let's go to Dan, who's calling from Texas. Dan, you are on The Rock.
Good morning, BJ.
Good morning, Dan. Thank you for listening on the Odyssey app. AUDACY, Odyssey. What you got for us, buddy?
So I'll go back to the topic earlier of them kids that got stuck in the sewer pipes.
Oh, yeah, we were like, that was a dumb thing for those kids to do, and we were asking people like you. How about you? What dumb thing did you do as a kid?
So, growing up in Tacoma, we'd go down to Point Defiance, and we'd walk down on the beach. Well, I, you know, was not too knowledgeable about how high the tide is going to come up, and if you get too far down that beach, the only place you can go is up the cliff.
So me and some
of my buddies were walking down the beach, and I mean, we were way down from the park, and sure enough, here comes the high tide, and the only thing we could do was start climbing that cliff and hold on to tree roots and trees, and I think we were stuck on that cliffside for like 6 hours waiting for the water to come up and go back down.
Oh,
so we
damn.
Can walk the other way back down the beach to where we came from.
And then when you got back, did anybody say, where the hell were you? Did you have to explain yourself?
My mom was not too happy with me and my friends because that's part of Metro Parks. And her and the car almost got locked inside the gate because it was well after dark by that time.
No. Oh, damn, dude. Oh, man. See, again, this is why, you know what, Steve, we talked about it earlier. Those kids get out of the sewer in New York. The reason they got out is because they had cell phones.
Yes. If they didn't have cell phones, who knows what could have happened.
Yeah. And that was that they were able to call 911, and eventually the fire department was able to just lift up manholes and then manhole covers and hear the kids screaming. But without the cell phones and them, you know, when you think back when you and I were kids.
They could have become Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. Which, you know, I mean, the ooze, if it's down there, I mean, you know, we do need heroes. So maybe that would have been a good thing.
The poor parents lose their kids. I mean, we gain Ninja Turtles, but we lose children.
It's, you know what, it's bittersweet, but I think the parents, you know what, you know, you got to give up the body for safety of society.
We got a text that's a good one, I think, for especially for Vicky and Sarah, since they've both been in the service industry.
Oh, okay.
So, oh, I thought I was going to say they both haven't been in the service, but yes, they've been in the service industry. Industry.
They said, this person wanted to know, do you think it's frowned upon by restaurants and servers for a couple to split a dish? We recently started doing that because, well, we just don't eat that much.
I don't have a problem with it. There are some restaurants that will charge you for an extra plate, like a dollar or something, but that's obviously not the server's, that's not the server's fault. So don't get mad at us.
It's such a funny thing, though. Like, we gotta get something from them. Charge a dollar for that plate.
I always thought it was so stupid.
It is kind of dumb.
I wouldn't, but then if the boss was nearby, I had to. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I don't have a problem with it because sometimes you don't want to eat a full meal, like, or you don't want to take it home because it's not going to reheat well.
And some places, they just load up that plate.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, like, sometimes we'll go to Happy Teriyaki and Puyallup, mm-hmm. and I'm like, man, both of us could have just eaten one plate, and I have a healthy appetite, mm-hmm. but like, I was like, this is a lot of food, and I'm not complaining.
Did it ever bother you, Sarah, when you worked at the Italian restaurant?
No, never. I mean, if you're not going to eat that much, you're not going to eat that much. It's fine. At least you're still there. You're still a customer. We're still getting something from you, you know?
I'm happy to hear that, because obviously it affects the tip. If you only get one meal, the tip is going to be smaller if you actually tip, unless you realize... I sometimes will double the meal. Like, I go, all right, this should be two meals, but we're only having one. So I will just, like, double the cost of that meal and tip based on that.
Damn.
Because I feel like...
And that's why you dip under $1 million on your net worth, because you're just spending your money willy-nilly like that.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be okay with, like, maybe dropping an extra couple bucks on the tip, for sure. Like, mm-hmm. okay, well, you only had one meal. And, you know, we took up a table from this waitress or waiter. Like, let's add a couple bucks to that tip.
Yeah, during a football season, it was really rough because you'd have your tables perched up for a couple hours. And I remember having one gal who just wanted a soda water with lime, which is typically free.
Oh, so that's, yeah.
And it was literally every time I came by, can I have a refill? Can I refill? She was really nice, but I'm like, I'm not getting
any money. You're just taking up space, lady.
At one point, I'm like.
You should have said that. I wonder how that would have went.
I ended up charging her for a Sprite because that was quite a few limes she ended up going through. Like, yeah. I want to say I refilled her like 7 times.
Oh, yeah. That's lame.
So I just charged her for a soda. It was like $3.
Did she at least give you a tip?
She did, like based off what was appropriate to her. Her meal, so it, her receipt, so it wasn't like phenomenal.
Yeah, it wasn't small. It was,
yeah. it was small potatoes.
Know, yeah, I mean, again, it's ignorance.
If lady, you need to leave. You're taking up too much space.
Like, I guess the game's on, or at least maybe there needs to be something where either you get like you add like a dollar or two per hour you're sitting there. I don't know. I'd be happy.
Dude,
with that.
That's honestly like part of why. I mean, I like also watching football games at home, but I'm never one to really go to a bar to go watch the game because I'm not like going to get wasted. You know, I'm driving and clearly I'm going to have sodas and I can't have enough sodas to make that worth my time and like, you know, sitting at a bar and you have a meal, but like I feel weird being somewhere for like 3-4 hours and only getting like a meal and maybe like a couple sodas.
Yeah, there's a few people that'll sit there and just eat the entire time, order drinks and drinks and drinks, and I'm like, okay,
that's pretty cool. Yeah.
That's awesome. And I'm like, and I'm not gonna ever kick anybody out. It's just like, oh, great. This is great. It's awesome.
That's why you gotta tip up front if you're gonna be that person. Mm-hmm. I don't care if the company gets anything, which is I should probably be better about that. But I care that the server gets something.
Yeah.
You know, because in the world of board game cafes, that is an issue because we like to go and play our games and they can't turn those tables. So some of those board game cafes had to make rules and go, yeah, you know what? We're going to have a time limit for how long you're going to be here because we want to turn these tables because we're trying to make money here. It's a cafe and turning tables is how we make money. If you sit there for 5, 6, 7, 8 hours and you only have one meal, yeah, we could have done 4 meals in that time, perhaps. So it's, you know, and for some people who don't know that, I sometimes have to go, how do you think they make their money? And I always ask, how do you think they make their money right now? You're sitting there for hours and you're ordering nothing and you're in their space. How are they making money now?
Yeah, and I don't know. By you taking up space there, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of tips, you have a text about tips.
Oh, this is always a wonderful conversation where nobody agrees.
Okay. All right. I wonder how we're all going to say. Okay, this person said, hey, I saw my girlfriend didn't tip very well recently when we were at a restaurant, so I left a couple more bucks down. She noticed that I did that, and now she's pissed at me. Was I wrong for doing that, LOL?
Why is she pissed at you? Is she pissed at you because you think she's cheap, or is she pissed because you actually gave the person more money? Because
yes,
she's being a bitch.
It's all of the above.
Yes, she's being a bitch.
Hey, has anyone ever done that where you saw like the tip? Like, let's just say a friend said, hey, I'll cover this, and you saw the tip, and it was like, 10-15%. You're like, yeah. You got to be kidding me. I can't leave with this in good conscience.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
yep, same.
Dude, I had that in our business where somebody was like basically dropping my name to get a free meal at this place.
Oh.
And first off, I had, you know, here I am. I have no idea. Hey, let's go out. Okay. So I go to a place, we go out and everything. And there, you know, it was somebody in our business. So they expected to have the whole thing comped because they were there. And also, I was there, and they made sure to tell the owners and everybody, and I felt horrible. So afterwards,
well, in all fairness, it worked the first time when I tried it, and I figured, let me try it again.
Steve, I told you, it embarrasses the hell out of me. So what I did is I said, you know, later, after it was done, and then I saw that there was really not much of a tip, and I'm like, what is wrong with you? So then I went over and, you know, without them knowing, because I didn't want the person to feel uncomfortable. I went to the server. I said, can you just give me a soda to go? And they're like, okay. And then I tipped them like on the soda for the entire meal.
I had someone in my life that I would see like whenever we'd go and they want to cover. I knew that they were always a notoriously bad tipper. And we argued about it, but that was just how they were. They were stuck in their ways. So I would always, if I knew we were going to get some food, lunch, dinner, whatever, I would make it a point to have some cash in my pocket, because I'm like, I know as we're leaving, I'm just going to just chuck a $10 bill on there or whatever it is, whatever I felt like would make it over 20%. Because I was like, I'm not going to leave with leaving that crappy of a tip. But like, I don't feel like dealing with the argument with you anymore because I like hanging out with you.
Dude, there are people that have real therapeutic issues when it comes to money. And it's based on like childhood stuff. And they have no idea that that's ruling their lives, where you go, why are you being such a cheapskate right now? You just told us days ago that you are a like multimillionaire and you are literally not tipping this person. I don't understand this.
Some people are very like stuck in their principles. Like it's like, I don't have that argument even with like the bag thing. Look, I think it's silly that we have to pay 8 cents for a bag, but I ain't going to argue it. And I'm also not going to like refuse to get one at a principal and walk out with like all my groceries in my hand. Like, I'm going to prove a point. I just saved myself 16 cents. Like, that seems like when I go, I'm like, 8 cents for a bag. We're going to get a bunch of bags. What are you going to do? I'm like, well, even if it's like three bags, that's not a lot of money. It's still under a dollar. Like, I mean, I'm no mathematician, but I'm sure we're doing okay.
And those plastic ones are pretty reusable. The fancy, thicker ones.
Yeah, yeah.
You could still use them again.
I know. I never do.
Oh.
I mean,
for anything. Like,
no,
for your
Steve's
luncheon,
not that guy. If you saw my trunk of the car, Steve would be like, what is this? Because it's all those bags.
Ready to go.
Oh, I've got all the, because I, first of all, it's like, collect them all.
I'm not going to judge you for it.
Well, I really have got to stop Trader Joe's. Have you seen Trader Joe's wall of bags?
No.
Dude, I want to collect them all. And they know that about me. And I'm like, and those aren't cheap bags because they're the reusable cloth bags. But now they have them with like with associates' faces on them. Like, this is Jimmy and this is Joey. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't collect all these too.
Oh, I want to collect bags with people's faces on it.
Oh, dude, it's nuts. Yeah, Trader Joe's is in there. They know what's up. They must have at least 20 different bags that you could buy, reusable bags.
And they have like employees' faces on them?
Yeah, I saw it just the other day. I'm like, oh, here's Jody and here's Johnny. And I'm like, wait.
Do
I don't know.
It's
like an old timey cartoon version of these people, which like, you know, looks like it's from the 30s, drawn from the 1930s, or actually drawn from the 1800s. But it's like, and it got a little name tag. It says John and Jim. And it says like, these are real employees. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And why are you trying to get my money, Trader Joe's? I don't want to buy them all. And I want to buy them all.
I'm kind of blown away. Okay, so do they get a cut of that, though? Like, if I buy the Johnny Trader Joe bag, I hope that he gets like a little bit of like a royalty.
That would be nice. I think Johnny deserves it if his face was good enough to be on a bag. Because I didn't see, like, there was only a couple different bags, face bags. It wasn't like everybody, and I don't even know if there were the people in the store.
Maybe they were just the suckers that agreed to it and didn't want money out of the deal. And everyone else is like, no, man, if you're going to use my likeness, I want money.
You got to get an agent. See, if your Trader Joe's wants you to be in a bag, get an agent.
You should be the agent for Trader Joe employees and go in there with a business card.
I'm the bag agent. I'll be
agent
the guy.
Agent Joe.
Agent Joe. That's right.
Man, you find out real quickly who the bad employees in your store are, though. If no one's walking around with their bag.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't getting Sally. She's a jerk.
You think I want that Steve bag? That guy's a D bag. I don't want the Steve bag.
You definitely want your hands on my bag.
Oh, well. I have heard that a lot, actually. It is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-803-ROCK. That's the number to call. That's also the number to text. 206-803-ROCK. More of your calls, more of your texts. We'll take those at 934 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. 206-803-ROCK. That's the telephone number. If you want to give us a ring, you can also text us at that number, 206-803-ROCK. Let's go to David in Tacoma. David, you are on The Rock.
Good morning. Welcome back. Missed you guys.
Oh, thanks, David. It's good to be back. I can't believe we were, my wife and I were just talking about the fact that this was the day, this was the rehearsal dinner day a week ago of the big wedding.
So I'm a podcaster, and listening to yesterday's podcast, you didn't answer or ask the very important question about the wedding. And I wanted to get it answered before the weekend.
Okay. Well, there you go. I, you know what? You're a good podcaster because you're finding facts and you're getting right to it.
I'm excited.
Here we go. Did the gnomes make it to Vegas and back?
Yes, they did. I know they made it. Did they make it back?
Oh, they made it back. Well, they haven't made it. I have them myself. I'm going to have to, when I travel back to Seattle this Sunday, I believe I'll be bringing the gnomes. I have three suitcases that I have to bring back with me. Four total, actually. So it's not going to be, they're going to be two trips. Some things are going to stay down in California for a little longer, and then next time I'm in California, I will have to then make another trip. The gnomes will be part of it.
Steve, I have something for you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my man.
There we go.
Love you. You want to give a...
I have something for you, too, then.
Oh, look at that. Hey,
okay, whatever.
David, what's your podcast about, David? You want to give a little shout-out?
No. I listen to you in the men's room.
He's a podcast listener.
I thought he said he was a podcaster. Oh, my bad. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right.
Right on, David.
I listen to the podcast because I don't want to miss anything that Vicky says.
That's awesome.
Can't blame you, buddy. We love people like you. You allow me to have a bank account to pay for a wedding once in a while. Thank you, sir.
Hey, since we're talking about the wedding.
Well, thank you. Take care.
That's cool.
Yeah. There we go. Thanks, David. We appreciate everything you do for us, buddy. Thank you.
Sorry, Steve.
By the way, quickly, Sarah, if you can find a picture of the, you should really put a picture of the bar with the two gnomes up there.
It is on the BJ Migs page.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Wow, look at this. You guys are, boom, you're on it. All right, Steve, is there something that you want to say?
I have a wedding question as well.
Because David really has more things to say, and you really interrupted him.
I didn't know that. I thought you hung up on him already. That was my fault.
All right, fine. What would you like to know?
Well, it's actually asked this question as well, and I wanted to give props, but they wanted to know how was the wedding cake since we talked about it a lot.
Oh, Sarah, you know what? What I love about Sarah is even though it's the minor hills, once she decides to get on a hill and die, she never lets it go.
Never.
I'm usually the victim of this, but to see the look she gives her mother, because her mother was not on board for this cake.
Right.
She was not. And the first question I asked her at brunch the next morning was, indeed, how was the cake? And guess what, y'all? She loved it.
It was good. It was a good kick. I'm so upset. And I was being a good husband. I didn't realize she already had a piece, and there was only one piece on our table, so I had half and left it there, thinking that, okay, she can have it. Then, of course, it was taken away, and she's like, oh, no, I have my own piece. I'm like, mother of...
Oh, it was so good. I did the opposite. I had mine, and then I kind of hovered and saw if people weren't coming back to the tables. I might have taken one from each table and enjoyed a little bit more.
Good for you, dude. It was such a good cake.
You know what? It'll even out.
Yeah.
It was a marble cake, which my wife wasn't sure. Like, I don't know. I've never had a good marble cake. But
marble cake was great, and the frosting.
Right. Mm. And it was so moist.
This was next level. This was one of those cakes where you slice it into really thin pieces because you don't need to have a giant piece.
Oh, I was upset that there were. That was my only complaint, was that they were sliced in small pieces. I'm like, give me more. Give me more.
I was kind of with you on that, Steven. I never even got a full piece myself.
Well, and the night of the wedding, like, I didn't even have cake because I was just so busy on the dance floor. But then I didn't realize that you actually get the top of your wedding cake. I guess that's tradition.
Yeah.
So we got that the next day from my friend who brought it to me. But we're like, we're not going to take this on the plane with us. Like, what are we supposed to do with this? I know tradition is you freeze it and you have it the year after. It. Yeah. No, J-Rubs and I, we went ham that night with it.
Good for you.
We destroyed it.
I bet it was amazing.
It was so good because it was still kind of fresh, you know? Yeah. My mom's like, it's a stupid tradition. Don't do it. People have one like piece of it, and they're like, okay, it's frozen cake. This is garbage.
I agree with I agree with her 100%. Your wife, because you're right. We did that, and then like we tried, and it's like, this is dumb. Like, this is not nearly as good as it was a year ago. We should eat this. That's one less piece that we could have enjoyed last year.
Yeah, and then it's like, yeah, cheers. We've been together a year. Yeah,
just get a new cake.
Yes, exactly. Get a new fresh one.
Yes.
I really wanted to have some of that cake that you guys had, too, but I felt like I shouldn't say anything because it was your cake.
That would have been so funny. You could have been like, can I get half of the top of your cake?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say, but I didn't, and I have such FOMO because I really didn't get to enjoy that cake, and it was such a great cake.
No, you should have offered to drive it back to Cali with you.
I really would have, Sarah. I would have, but I thought, well,
you got into a car accident and it flew out the window. I don't know where it
went. Yeah, I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Everything else is fine, but the cake, I don't know. Cake didn't make it.
And I do remember, and shout out to you, you played cake while cutting the cake.
I did.
That was the only time I ended up on the dance floor. I was like, oh, they're playing my song.
Yep, right as it started, I literally just looked at Steve like, this is your fault that this is playing right now.
And I'm like, oh,
I know, that was pretty funny.
Short skirt.
The one, like, jacket. The one, like, classy-ish song.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's no WAP, which was very cool to hear.
My bouquet toss song, thank you.
And you guys didn't hear what happened, but there was a little controversy because they were playing edited versions of the songs at the beginning. And so all the coordinator had to go over to, like, the wedding planner went over to the coordinator, and they're like, I thought we told you. We want unedited versions. You better get this right now. This is a ratchet wedding. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I did see the DJ. He was cracking me up because he was playing WAP. And while he's playing it, y'all are on the dance floor, and you're just like, it's a party. And it's like everyone's in their wedding attire. Obviously, the bridesmaids, the groomsmen, you and your romper with the awesome back to it as well. And you're all just like getting down. And he pulls out his cell phone and just starts filming it.
And I
know that. I don't know where that video is going to end up. I bet, like, if he's on, like, some kind of Facebook DJ group, he's going to post it there and be like, you will not believe what I had to play at this wedding. And look how it was received.
Right?
I thought his smile was from ear to ear. He was grinning huge while you guys were dancing.
Well, I'm surprised because I feel like, how are J-Rubs and I the most wild, quote-unquote, wedding they've seen in Vegas? I like would have thought like they've seen crazier things, but for us wanting unedited versions of songs, including WAP when I threw my bouquet, is wild to them. Which, mind you, me throwing my bouquet was quite the thing because I threw it into the chandelier.
You did. That was awesome.
What? Who does that?
Sarah. Yeah, she destroyed the bouquet she's supposed to throw to all the
bridesmaids. Flowers went everywhere.
It was an explosion, a floral explosion.
When you did that, all I thought was, did she forget that there's a ceiling to this place. Like, well, you just went straight up and it went right into it.
Who would put a chandelier right there and then have the bride throw the bouquet? Like, I cannot be the first one that's done that.
It's totally their fault.
Why they had a ceiling and a chandelier in that place was
there. How dare they?
Well, and luckily I was wearing a romper so I could just bend over and hike it between my legs.
Oh, yeah, without a romper, that way you couldn't have done that.
The bouquet we're still talking about.
Oh. Right?
Yes, of course.
It was quite a mess, but it was awesome. Perfect.
Yeah, so I want to know, did you not go on your honeymoon yet? Someone just texted.
No. We didn't think that we could last a week in Vegas and then go straight to our honeymoon.
I don't blame you.
And honestly, I'm so glad we didn't because I feel like we would have slept the entire honeymoon. So we honestly have nothing planned yet, but, you know, it's a work in progress.
We did the same thing. Like, we when we got married, we went up to Vancouver and just stayed at a nice hotel and had a couple nights there. Just like we called it like our little mini honeymoon, like just to get away from everybody and everything. It was just like a nice little getaway. But then we didn't have our actual honeymoon until our 1 year anniversary. And then we went to Hawaii.
Oh,
nice.
And that's kind of how we wanted to do it. Cause we're like, we'll have a mini honeymoon just to get it, you know, just so we did something. Obviously you were in Vegas. So you have to worry. But then we waited a year and it was so much cooler. Cause it was like, we're celebrating our 1 year anniversary. We're going somewhere cool. And we're celebrating our honeymoon as well.
I think hopefully we'll make a plan at some point. But
where are you guys going to go?
I think we're thinking Cabo or Cancun.
Nice.
Ooh, I want the all-inclusive, you know, sunny weather.
Well, I kept walking by Sammy Hagar's restaurant in Vegas, Cabo Wabo, so you know what? Maybe that's a sign.
Yeah, I want the chill vibes, but of course a little partying too.
Yeah, chill vibes with massive amounts of alcohol.
Of course.
Go to the club once or twice, but then do what the hubby wants.
You know what, Steve? I have the perfect analogy only because I'm now watching Money Heist again. I finally picked it back up, and she is Tokyo, and he is Rio, you know, basically the boyfriend that just wants to be on the beach and do nothing. And Sarah's like, I got to go to the city and party, which is, if you watch Money Heist, that couple is just doomed because one just cannot stand just doing nothing while the other one's like, can't we just do nothing? And I think of you and J-Rub, Sarah, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, you go to a relaxing spa. At some point, you're going to want to get into trouble, go into the city. Next thing you know, you're arrested by the Spanish authorities.
But that's how it was with his Dirty 30. It was his birthday in Mexico, and it was supposed to be like chill, but I convinced him one night, can we please just go club hopping? And it was a wild time. He didn't love it so much.
Were you arrested by any Spanish authorities?
See, I see them more as like, you know, MC Scat Cat and Paula Abdul, you know, opposites
attract.
Oh, track.
Okay. But,
you
know, well,
each got our own analogies, of course.
There we go. That works.
Somebody says, I have a confession to make.
I've got a confession to make.
Joe's videos of hanging out with Lily, which is Danny's daughter, yesterday were the cutest thing I've seen and heard him do. Joe, that is how you pick up chicks. My ovaries wanted to explode.
Wow, okay, so I need to have a daughter first.
You just need to borrow Lily.
Instead of borrowing a pet, you borrow a child.
This lady didn't think that's your daughter.
Well, that's, I was confused where she was going with it, though. I'm like, I don't actually have a kid. That's Danny's daughter.
No, then just have like a, make sure you have a shirt that says Uncle Joe or something.
Yeah,
like
Uncle Joe.
That way people know that you're the uncle. Or have her always say, hey, uncle. That way they know that you're not dad.
Oh, that's it is amazing, idea. Steve, that whenever Lily's in town, of course, Danny, you know, Danny's off. He's hanging with his daughter because she's in town. But whenever she's in town, Joey's always part of the mix. Like, whatever they all do, Danny makes sure that at some point, because Lily loves Joey so much that they all hang out. And there you get videos like that listener saw.
Yeah.
Joey has, like, a weird thing, like, connection with them. Connection with kids, because when he met my little brother for the very first time, I think he was like 6 or 7 months old or whatever, he sees Joey and immediately he's like, I want him. Like, he like attached himself to Joey and kept climbing on him. Poor BJ's freaking out. Don't drop the kid. Don't drop the kid. And Joe's not knowing what to do, but this kid won't let go of him. So
that's funny.
He has like kids love Joe.
Apparently, I'm just an adult jungle gym. It's like the climb all over me. I don't know what it is.
Maybe that's the pickup line you need.
That's the pickup line. I'm an adult jungle gym for your children. What do you think?
Right. Yeah, don't say kids like to climb on me.
Kids like have a weird obsession with me. Don't say that.
Joe.
They pull that out.
This is your problem. You're approaching single motherless women. You need to go to single mothers. I bet your pickup lines would be fantastic on single mothers.
That's an interesting question. So do you have like a certain, like, are there cutoffs? Like, are, you know, some people will not date someone who has a kid. Is that something that you've thought about? Would you date somebody that has a kid?
That's why I broke up with my wife, Steve. She had children. I had to let her go.
Oh, that's how. Your children.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you're moving out to California.
Yeah. And you got stuck with the kids. That's rough.
Yeah, it really is. You know what? I got the raw end. So is that, yeah, do you have a type, Joe?
That's not a deal breaker for me. I would date someone with a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't know. I like kids. I don't know what they're just. They're always so happy all the time. I mean, maybe it's just around me because people usually say kids can be miserable, but
well, you're also not there like all day and all night.
That helps. Yeah.
Wow. Like spoken from experience.
I mean, things change like that.
I don't want them to change, Steve.
And you look at them and you're just like, "What happened? Why are you so angry?" And you don't even know why. And then you find out it's because I moved, like, you know, the chase dog and put it on the ground and said it's no longer sitting in its chair. And that causes waterworks. And you're just like, yo, I'll put it back on the chair till the, you know, out. And at that point, it's too late. And then just randomly, like, they'll be like, oh, look, Curious George. And I'm like, what, now you're in a good mood? Like, what happened?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Logic is out the window with the little ones.
It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well, congratulations, Joe. You don't have to experience. See, Joe's got the greatest life. He doesn't have to experience any of that. Just all the good, none of the bad.
I just get to go to Funko Land.
Yes.
It's awesome.
And so now we know he's a MILF hunter as well.
Yeah.
From wives to mothers.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, you just got to hand the kids back off. Okay, nice seeing you. I'm out.
Just go to a girl and see what a kid make. I'm Joe. I'm good with kids.
Yeah, I'm Joe. I'm good with kids. Yes, that doesn't sound creepy at all.
Nothing comes out that. Yeah, I'm saying, you know,
late night daddy, kids like me.
I bet you will too. I mean, that's not.
I have a pocket full of candy. Kids just love my van. We should date.
Look at this video of me with a kid that's not mine. See? Yeah.
Oh boy.
None of this is going to help. You're screwed.
Not really. Yeah, he's really done.
Go back to Tinder. Yeah.
Sorry, Joe. Hey, here's a question for you. What do Ryan Castle and fruit roll-ups have in common? I'm going to tell you at 9:52 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and fruit roll-ups have in common?
Berries.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's got some berries on him, that kid.
Oh, someone said Grandma gave me both as a snack. She's a dirty bird.
That's because Ryan Castle makes, you know, he makes a good snack. Grandma knows what's up.
Both make Steve's fingers sticky.
Yeah.
Oh.
I love fruit roll-ups, man.
Good snack on the berries.
Great flavor.
Here's the thing, Steve. Grapes. I know you love fruit roll-ups, but did somebody have to tell you that you cannot eat the plastic wrapper that they come with? Did somebody have to give you that bit of info?
Don't tell me what to do. I live by my own laws.
Yeah, fruit roll-ups, the maker said, okay, I guess we have to tell you people, do not do this. Stop eating the wrapper that they come with.
No, I think if you're that dumb, let them eat the wrapper.
Right. Yeah.
It's always when they put out those things, you're like, some idiot did it. That's why they have.
We need to stop diluting the gene pool anyway.
Oh, what you're saying is natural selection is really?
Right.
All right, fruit roll-ups, you're doing the world a bit of good. Nice. Ryan Castle, he doesn't have fruit roll-ups, but he does have a 12-pack, and you can eat that, I think. That's next.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you upfront about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.